Hi there, happy Friday, and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale, and my two beautiful co-hosts tonight are Sue Fields Dalamonte and our lovely guest from the Sacred Embers, or from the Sacred Embers team, but from Enter the Light is Jan Drake-Bakke with us tonight. So, Jan, welcome. It's so great to hear you on air again. We've missed your lovely voice.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Thanks so much. I've missed all of you so much, and it's been such a long time. It's nice to come and visit.
I was looking at our archives, the Sacred Ember archives today, and I was looking at your shows with Ryan and Shannon and all the people you had on. Like, you had some really cool guests on, and I don't know, it just gave me this warm, fuzzy feeling like, wow, those were good shows. So if anyone listening wants to hear, you know, the archives, it's Sacred Embers. It's just go blogtalk.com/Sacred Embers, and it will bring up all the shows. I think we're in our fourth or fifth year now. So, you can get any of them, but you can hear episodes of Jan's show, Enter the Light, and, some really good topics. And our dear Ryan, that is now on the other side, was on there a lot. And what a character, eh?
Just, Yeah.
And Sue Fields Dalamonte, how are you holding up? That's good. I'm so glad. We were just talking. Well, I guess our topic tonight is pretty apt because we're talking about balance. And I think I speak for all of us that we can all say we've had a good kick in the wazoo from the universe once in a while, and it does put you out of balance. But
it sure does.
Yeah.
Sure does.
But before we start on our topic, Jan is a writer. She's a poet. She's a dancer. She's all that. She is all that. So Jan's brought some poetry, and I wondered, would you like to read the poetry before we start the topic, Jan? I'd love to hear what you're writing lately. Take it away.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're also a poet too. Anyway, I'm just going to start off with some of these. Some of them are older poems, and I've read them in past shows, but it's springtime, and I have a couple of spring poems, and then there's a couple balance ones. And when I was looking through my poetry, I saw some poetry for Ryan, and oh my gosh, so it was you mentioning Ryan just now. I was thinking of Ryan today because I saw some of these poems that were directly for him right after he passed. And
his energy
and
is
just,
around.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
I do. I feel like his energy is around. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
But anyway, this is called Light and Dark Balance. And it goes, I am you, you are me. I am light, I am dark. Together we are energy. We are two sides of the same part. We shine synergistically. We together, we are living art. And that's that one. And then this one is called
Beautiful.
My Sword. Thank you. My sword, begin again. And my sword is for empowerment of the spirit within, that when I am scared, worried, anxious, or attacked, I will be calmed, healed, loved, nurtured to begin again. And then the next one is called Touched by a Sword, Balance. And it goes, my sword claims the desire for balance. It is resilient beyond all offenses, crimes, shadows, confusion, insecurities that continue on me or within me as I see more clearly, peacefully, calmly as I am touched by a sword. And the last one for the sword bunch is called Balance Sword. This sword is of seeking balance. It is of good intentions from golden light with honorable mentions. Her sword is of gratefulness, hopefulness, fairness, and bringing beauty and bliss. His sword is toward peace, of bringing divine inspiration for preparation and for resolutions. Our sword is for oneness, to spread balance with each other, to give patience and kindness to our sister and brother. And that is the end of the swords. But then I went over to just a few more, and I have many more after that, but not. I won't share all of those. I brought too many. I'll just share a few more. This one's called this one's called March Springs, and it goes, March springs into action, desires, needs, attraction, connection into friendships, fate, purpose, a kiss on the lips, love, restore, new love, bloom, more, passion, movement, the sun sings, frenzies, springs, happy spring, March madness, gladness. And this one goes, tragedy transforms us, love helps us surrender, crisis breaks us open, God gives us his peace that is so tender. And then this last one is called March Madness, Spring Fever. It's new and exciting, and love is in the air. Spring fever about to pounce, revival is upon us everywhere. Step out into new discoveries and rejuvenation. Walk into the sunlight. Skip under the moon's shining white. Run to the blazing wave of energetic might. Dance into your dreams of exciting delight. It's March Madness of this beautiful year. Remember to laugh and cheer. Always speak life over everything, and to have fun for this majestic year of 2021. Whoops.
That's okay. No, that was fun. Yes. Wow.
That's that. That's,
you paint with words, cold. Jen. You're a painter of words.
Oh.
It's very, very. And
yeah.
You know, I keep bugging you about this, but I really hope you put your work into a book and get that book out.
Oh, I thank you, Anne. I am going to. I, you know what? It's been a few years. You told me that several years ago, and it's finally like hit me. It's like taken me a while to like get it through my head, and I finally got it, and I realized that I'm going
to
be doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you
I'd
know, that's
to.
And you know, so many visual artists, you can get the cover done by anybody, you know, all these people. I just wanted to say aloha to Aloha Jay in the chat room. I was going to type it to you, but I make clicky sounds on the mic, and I didn't want to make the clicky sounds. So hello, Aloha Jay. We're so glad you're in the chat room. Well, you know, you got to be nice. But that's brilliant,
absolutely.
Jen. Yeah, and we'll make sure people know when your book gets out. But you've got a lot of material,
okay.
And I think it's wonderful. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Oh, happy to do it. I can't wait to get your show back up maybe one day and, you know, get everybody rolling again. We're talking about balance. And the reason we came up with that topic was I think a couple of times, or quite a few times, I've had to like not do the show because my workload got so heavy that Friday night would show up and I'm like, I would be phoning it in, and I don't want to because I love our listeners and I want to give them 150%. So, you know, and that's just kind of, but you know, we have to balance ourselves too before we can give to others. But I just wanted to jot down a few things that I wrote. Balance in psychic interactions. Oh, I don't know. Did any of you guys watch Whoopi Goldberg's show, The Con? It's a new show she's got on. Okay.
No.
Well, her topic for the recent show, I think it's on CBS. I'm not sure. You can probably catch it on CBS All Access or something. But it was psychics and mediums and stuff and the phony baloney ones that are out there. And, it made me think that does pertain to balance in that these people can really unbalance their clients, the fakers,
yeah.
the ones that are using people. And, boy, it's not fair because, you know, one guy screws up, the whole class has to stay after school because the mediums and psychics, we know. The ones we work with are not out to nail anybody, but it's the rotters that get the press, and then, you know, it makes it hard on everyone.
Exactly.
And we can feel, you know, each of us can feel when we're out of balance. And I just want to say, I don't think you get through this life without getting unbalanced. I don't know. Sometimes it's like 40 times a day, right? But you have to reset.
No
Jen, yeah, Jen and Sue, you should weigh in. I'll stop babbling and let's hear what you guys think about balance and how you can attain it if possible. Sue, go ahead.
Jen, you want to go?
Sure. Well, I don't think I've ever really been in really true balance, you know, complete balance ever since I was born. So it's always that way for me. I'm always looking for balance, you know, trying to keep balance going. And so it, as a child, I was working out all the time, just working out, you know, hours and hours every day. And just trying to survive all that and trying to have friends too, to have a somewhat normal childhood. And I did have friends little bit on this,
but
you
were an Olympic track. You were a gymnast on the Olympic road. So like they really worked you.
Yes. Yeah. And so it was always, I didn't know anything else, so it was always that way. But later on in life, you know, things go on and you try and figure out how to have a balanced life. And I'm still working at it, you know, and not knowing how to stop and things like that. Like what you were saying, like you were overloaded with work and I know that's how so many of us have been. We work so much, or we work too hard, or we're doing too much, you know, and not knowing how to stop. And when I was, working in the world and stuff, that's how I was. But then eventually your body stops you because you can't do that for too much longer until you get stopped. And that's sort of what's happened to me. I've been stopped. And so learning how to balance my energy out, and that's just been a big thing in life for me. And I'm still trying. I'm still, even in the midst of not doing a whole lot, like not working as much anymore, I'm still learning how to balance out things, you know, constantly. Mm-hmm. And the food is a huge one, balancing food and trying to eat all the right things and, you know, all that stuff, and getting enough water, and oh my gosh, you know, it's just it's in every part of our life. Yeah,
it really is.
And so yeah, is. Definitely.
Yeah. Sue,
yes,
I
could not agree more with what Jan said. I feel like my whole world is upside down. I don't know where in the hell the balance went in my life, I'll tell you.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at you, honey. Oh, my goodness.
I know, because you know how it is. It's just when you think that things are going on a good keel, you get kicked in the teeth, and it's like, well, there goes that teeter-totter again, you know? Where is the balance? I feel like my rear end's hitting the ground all the time with the unbalanced teeter-totter.
It's a constant work. Yeah.
We have to, like you were saying, with the food. You know, yes, we try to eat healthy, but you got to have those times that you cheat and you have garbage food too, and try to keep your energy up and try to get enough sleep and, you know, try not to stretch yourself too thin. It just seems like more and more, it's just a vicious.
Yeah, it does feel like
it never ends. Yeah.
But one could argue that that's what we came here for. You know what I mean? Shannon always says this planet is one of the hardest ones to incarnate to. Obviously the human race is still in a teenage brain state, right? In many ways.
Yeah.
And we don't seem
That's
to learn.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Well, I think as a collective, you know, we are evolving, and but maybe not quick enough to save the planet and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't know why that made me laugh, because I know, like, both of you struggle with a lot of mm-hmm. challenges, and I'm really, really proud to know you both, because you're heroes to me and warriors.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm inspired.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, but at the same time...
And I feel like you're the hero to me, because you always seem more in balance than any of us.
I fake it real well. I fake it really well.
I was thinking about it today, too, Lynn. I actually was really thinking about how you are
Aww.
So much in balance, and your unconditional love comes through. You have such unconditional
yes.
love.
That,
I really do.
Thank you. I really do. Well, you know what? That doesn't mean that there aren't times, you know, I run into some characters along the way and I'm like, oh, wouldn't I just love to give you a swat upside the, you know. But I have those thoughts. Do you know what I mean? I have the thoughts, and then I go, well, which wolf do you want to feed? The nasty, icky one that wants revenge, or do you want to, like, you know, follow the examples of all our ascended masters, Christ and the Buddha and Muhammad and all the beautiful teachers? It's like you got to just lay love on it, because love is the
yeah.
only thing that makes sense. Yep. And but you know what? That doesn't mean it comes easily to me. I have my moments. I really do. This is probably why I hang out with Sue a lot, because she's like, you know, if Sue and I were in a bar fight together, I'd probably be the one that's like distracting. I say, look over here, and then Sue's nailing the pole. Boom, boom. It'd be terrible. But yeah, no, you know what? It does. Yeah. But I did want to, speaking of poets, one of my favorite poets in the whole world is Piet Hein, who did a series of poems in the, I guess, the 70s called Grooks. And you can still find them.
Hmm.
But a couple of his poems I jotted for tonight. And the first one is very, very simple.
Nice.
And it goes, coexistence or no existence? And the other, yeah. Deep. And the other one is, sometimes exhausted by toil and endeavor, I wish I could sleep forever and ever. But then this reflection, my longing allays, that I shall be doing it one of these days. that doesn't mean...
Oh, that's so cool.
It is, although it doesn't mean we don't go on. It's just like we're in these bodies for a while, you know, and we can burn out, spin our wheels, whatever. But you know what? We're all going to the same, you know, our bodies are all going to wear out on us at some point. We'll be back in spirit. And, you know, so I don't know, maybe imbalance can be a little good for us sometimes, because then we have to find our way back, you know, to balance.
Yeah.
Maybe mm-hmm. that's part of the lesson. But, yeah, I know. When I get too busy, I'm like, why am I so busy? Why am I doing this? And then I'm going, well, make a different choice, right? But, oh, dear. But, you know, I think it's really nice to achieve it. But I also think that the most interesting lives are the ones that, you know, you've got that floating question why going on a lot. It's like, what's this? What is the meaning of this one? And, you know, you just sort of, it's kind of an interesting adventure. But I don't know. I wish to you, the two of you, balance and love. You know? Holy doodle.
Thank you.
Yeah. But
absolutely.
I think we can agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we can agree. It's going to hit us all. Like, we're all going to feel imbalanced sometimes. But as Ryan used to, yeah, and Ryan used to always say, you know what? You can always reset. And sometimes you have to reset 20 times a day. But
it's
nothing is ever so bad that you can't, you know, go back and start back at square one. And you know, and love is a balancing energy. Love is all that we go to when we return home. So might as well spread it around down here. But anyway, I love you two very much, and I'm thinking we should probably get to our fairly long list of callers. Now, Jan,
oh, really?
Just, oh, yeah, we got a lot of callers tonight.
Oh,
and,
good.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So Jan's in the studio with us, but she may or may not, probably not going to read, but if there's mm-hmm. anything you want to pipe up to, Jan, or if something comes in that you want to share, feel free. And in the meantime, help
okay.
yourself to the... Yeah, help yourself to the tequila and donuts in the studio. Okay.
Okay.
It's fun. You can have a virtual, you can have anything you want in a virtual studio, right? And then we'll
That's
go
right.
ahead and, yeah, and then we'll go home and eat sensible food. But,
Nah, I'll stick with the tequila and donuts.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Though my parents, who are very British, would always say, you know, a little bit of what you fancy does you good. So, you know, have
yeah.
something you enjoy once in a while, because really, we're only here for a bit. You got to have
agree.
Some fun. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I remember Jan and Steve would always go for cookies after the show when we did Into the Light way back then. That was so sweet.
That's
we're
right.
going for cookies.
We
yeah,
did.
Cookies. Yeah. They should always go for
oh,
cookies.
Neat.
Yeah, that's a good metaphor for life. Make sure you always go for cookies now and then. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what we can help do with our callers tonight. And our first caller is 216. Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show. We're good. We're very silly tonight. What's that?
Wow.
I'm sorry?
I didn't think I'd be the first one.
Oh, yeah. No, it's everybody sort of came on at once. But, no, we're all fresh and ready to help you, and we're not tired at the end
Aww.
Of the show. So you got us at a good spot. We're all balanced right
Wonderful.
Now.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I have a question probably different from the usual questions that you get on you know, your show. Tomorrow
sure.
At 8 in the morning, since I've been working at home, I foster dogs. I absolutely love it. There's
oh.
five girls. Okay, it's a nonprofit organization. And then we're the five that do the foster, and then there's a couple of people that do, like, the bookwork and stuff. So I do it on the side, like, on weekends. But anyhow, tomorrow I'm meeting at 8 o'clock a woman that's going to meet Jackson, the dog. That is she going to adopt him tomorrow? Because he's had problems. He's the only one out of all that I've had this year who's been returned. He was returned a couple of times. That's why. Is he going to get adopted to the right home? He's been
Ooh.
With me. So he's fine with me. He's fine with
okay.
me.
Hi, Sharon. This is Sue.
Hi.
I know. I love this dog. But he's
yeah.
he's what? But I know. I love him. I do. But I don't. People keep returning him.
I'm going to say be very, very careful. Watch his actions.
Okay.
He doesn't trust. He is.
I know.
He is a fearful dog with good reason to be fearful. He's very happy where he's at.
I know.
So he doesn't want to leave.
See, my
so
problem
watch.
Is I don't have a backyard. Mm-hmm. He needs a backyard. I live in a condo. I own my condo. That's why. Or I would adopt him.
It doesn't,
I feel
it
so
doesn't
guilty.
Matter to him. It doesn't matter
Honest
to him.
Honest to God.
It does not matter to him. He
He's
loves
really happy
you.
Here.
He doesn't. Yes. He doesn't care about the yard. He cares about being with you. You are the first human that he has been able to trust in a long time. And
wow.
when he gets with other humans, his little quirks set them off.
I know.
He has the little quirks because he doesn't trust.
He does. If he's aloof, he can be kind of a. If he doesn't want to acknowledge you, he'll just walk right away. He doesn't do that with me. I've seen him with other people. Now, he
yes.
loves Charles. There's a couple people he really has liked. But what happened to this dog? He was with the same owner
abused.
For 6 years. But
he was
with the
abused.
Same owner. Even with the.
That
he,
doesn't
with the
matter.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't matter. It. I don't necessarily know that it might have been the owner, but it could have been somebody else that was in the home or came into the home. It was a situation, and it could have even been emotional abuse and not physical abuse.
Okay.
But there was abuse there.
Oh, my God, I could cry for this stuff.
Yeah, he's
still content. I just love him.
And he loves you, and he doesn't want to leave you.
Oh,
okay.
That really makes me feel even better.
He's a dog, so that explains it.
Yeah, well, it's a bigger beagle. He's a beagle mix. He's a wonderful dog. I'm telling you, he does have a couple quirks. He can be really, really, he can be a little pistol if he wants to be.
Yes.
He gets excited when he goes outside and he loves to eat, and he gets excited when it's time to eat. But other than that, you know, he's good. But what about the person tomorrow? Her name is Wendy. She's adopted with us before. Okay. She's adopted with us before.
She will give him a good home. She will give him a good home, but he's not going to be satisfied.
That's what I wondered. Because she seems, like I said, she kept the dog. She adopted from us before, but she had to put the dog down. It was old, that's why.
Yeah. I would just be very, very careful and just watch the interaction.
All right.
He is going to tell you if he wants to go with her or not.
Oh, he will tell you? Is that what you? I'm sorry. What did you say? She will tell or he will?
He is going to tell you if he wants to be with her or not.
Oh, she will. Oh.
No, the dog
will.
He will.
Okay. Gotcha. That's what I thought.
The dog will the dog will let you know if he wants to go with Wendy or not. So just be very, very careful, because if he is forced to leave, his quirks are going to come out even more.
All right. Does he know I'm trying to adopt him?
Yeah.
He knows that
something is coming up. Have you noticed a little bit of a change in his attitude just the last day or two?
He's a little bit more anxious.
Yes, because he knows something is up.
Are you trying to tell me I should adopt him?
Yes.
I know. I just got to figure out what I'm going to
do.
I know, but he's not good with other dogs.
Yet.
When I go back into the office, it'll be 2 days I have to find somewhere to put him. And I don't think he'd be good at doggy daycare because he doesn't get along with all dogs. I'm telling you, he's really particular. I guess, like my friend Laura says, figure it out when it comes up. That's the way she lives her life.
Right.
Deal with it when it comes up. I always look in the future. That's the way I've always been. But I just adore him.
It's when you have to leave. Start a day before with him and talk to him. Explain to him, I have to leave tomorrow. I have to go to work. I am only going to be gone for this long, but I will be back home.
I know.
Just keep talking to him. He understands. And be very calm and very relaxed about leaving him. Try not to stress, because you get stressed about the fact of leaving him. Make yourself stay as calm.
I know he goes everywhere with me. I know.
Yeah.
I get, because I don't want to get him upset. Do you feel the woman tomorrow is going to want to adopt him?
It's a good possibility.
Okay. I just wonder.
But I think she could find a better match.
Okay.
I think there's an absolute better match out there for her. I don't think he's not for her, he's for you. And you can even tell him, when I get back from work, we'll go for a ride. Take him for a ride around the block and come back home.
He goes everywhere with me, except to the gym.
Yeah.
All right.
Explain to him. Everything is going to work out perfectly. You are meant to have this dog. He is meant to be in your life.
I think my dad brought him to me. My dad died a year ago. I think my dad brought him to me. I really do. My dad loved beagles. I know. Now, one last question.
I have a special place with him.
Oh, I know. Is there something wrong with his teeth? He got a tooth pulled before I got him. Does he still have problems in his teeth, or is that hard to say medical for you? If you can't answer, don't worry about it.
Is it, does he favor, like, the right side of his jaw?
Yeah, he got a deep root tooth pulled, and that's painful for a dog. He's going to be 7. I'm telling you, he's my baby.
I feel like it's on the right side of his jaw, though.
All right, I'll have to get off the vet to look at it. I know.
I think it's more stress related than dental related.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, it breaks my heart that he was abused. It breaks my heart because when the woman surrendered him, she was crying. She was so upset, and she's already emailed saying how much she misses him, but we don't tell him where. That's why I'm so sorry. It must have been somebody else in the house. But you're right, it could have been mental. It doesn't mean it was physical. I get it. I know.
What?
I believe you. or maybe he was ignored. Or he was ignored. That's abuse, too.
Well, yeah. Any kind of emotional trauma, yelling, name-calling, ignoring, any of that.
I'm glad you – thank you for the advice. But the bottom line is he is happy here.
Very happy.
I know he sleeps right by me, too. Don't make it. Thank you so much. I needed this tonight because I'm so torn. I feel so guilty. That's bad. That's the only bad thing about fostering. You get attached.
Yeah.
I know.
I couldn't do it.
I know. But it's still rewarding. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much. You answered my question. I really appreciate it. I mean it.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. I'm glad I could help you.
Thank you,
Lynn,
both of you.
Lynn, do you have anything you want to add?
Oh, Lynn, yes, please,
yes,
if you do.
Absolutely. No, everything Sue said, I'm going, resonate. I'm just, absolutely. And I just wanted to add a couple of things. First of all, aside from the dog thing, Sharon, is there a Shelley or a Michelle in your life?
Oh, my gosh, I have to think.
Don't force it.
Okay.
Okay. Just the name. I just got the name Shelley.
Okay.
When I wrote down Jackson, I got Shelley. Now, this is not a new owner for Jackson. This, I may be somebody on the other side coming through for you.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, I agree with Sue. This is like a match made in heaven. And I also got that the doggy daycare situation will improve once Jackson feels secure. It's
That's a good
insecurity.
Point.
Insecurity. Yeah, it's an abandonment thing.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, like an upset child will pick on other kids or get aloof or any of those behaviors only because they're scared and insecure. And this is what I'm picking up with Jackson, is that he needs to know he's got a forever home. And boy, you know, if you can keep him, you should do. And I do agree. I think your dad's had something to do with it. So, you know, I think your gut feeling is telling you that this is meant for you. I think Wendy is going to find her dog, but I don't think it's Jackson either. I think Wendy, almost seeing what are they called? The little golden, it's sort of a golden doodly looking thing, but,
okay.
Maybe she will adopt a dog named Shelley. I don't know, but the name Shelley came in for you. So whatever that would mean. I think I see him having a much better time with other dogs once he isn't afraid. And the other thing that came into my mind when you guys were talking was that a black leopard that an animal communicator worked with. His name was Diablo. And
okay.
He was, I have to find it. But if you go, I think you can find it on YouTube. And if you go in and just type in, I'm just looking for it here. Diablo the leopard, or was he a panther? Anyway, sorry, I'm trying to type and talk at the same time, and I can't walk and chew gum. But Diablo the panther was dealt with by an animal communicator. And he completely changed. He wasn't a vicious dog, or like I know Jackson's not vicious, but he was.
No,
there it is. So yeah, go on to YouTube. The incredible story of how Diablo, Leopard Diablo became Spirit. They changed his name. He hated the name Diablo, and he hated that everybody had decided he was a vicious, nasty, mean guy because he really wasn't. And the woman who did the animal communication. Oh, sorry, okay. I think it's Anna Brettenbach. She's an animal communicator. So I go on YouTube and watch that. And that's what came to mind when you guys were talking about how Diablo needed to be listened to. And you actually, this is a good chance for you, Sharon, to practice your skills as an animal communicator. Because I believe you are. I believe you have that ability. So never feel weird because they do understand. Just as they, you know, just as babies before they're pre-vocal, still understand. They understand emotions and feelings and the whole thing, you know. So just because they aren't verbal doesn't mean they're not copping to what's going on around them.
When I work during the day, he just sits and stares at me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, he just wants so much for you to say yes. You're safe, bud, you know. He yeah. just wants you to say
oh,
that.
Don't make
and, you
I
know,
feel so guilty. Go
oh,
on.
God, no. No.
I know.
The thing is, you kind of know this already, I think. You know, we're
I
just
know.
Confirming what you already know, you know. So I really hope you'll call back and let us know how it goes.
I know,
but,
because now that woman might be a little too old for him anyway. Believe me, I'm not that young. I'm in my 50s, but she's in her late 60s. He might be too energetic for her. Maybe that she'll... You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah. But you know what? It's like I'm hearing the end of Casablanca. You know, I think this is the start of
yeah.
a beautiful friendship. Yeah, I really do.
It's so funny. I know.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. Listen,
of course
thank
you, know.
You for your advice. That was wonderful advice.
Yeah. And Sharon, keep working on your abilities. Okay. Practice, you know, stay fit in body, but also practice your psychic abilities, your all the clairs and stuff, because I think you're quite in tune, you know?
You know, that's so funny because last night before I went to bed, I'm like, I know I have a guide that watches over me. Someone told me her name.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to her last night. I said, you got to tell me what should I do about, I don't want to say his name because he'll look up at me, Jackson. I said, what should I do? Should I keep him or adopt him? Right when I went to sleep, I had a dream that someone took him away and adopted him. And he was in the shelter and I started bawling my eyes out and I woke up, popped up in the middle of the night. So I know she's listening to me. She gave me that dream.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh. Sharon, you absolutely rock. I don't think you believe in your own abilities all that much, but you should start, okay, and start really working on them. And animal communication is such a gift. If you know, I know Jan and Gypsy had that thing, and Sue, you've had it with all your animals, and
yeah.
you know,
absolutely.
We all, yeah. So we all know what that's like, but just because you know they're a little furrier than we are, and don't talk, but it doesn't mean they're not people, and they totally get it.
Oh,
they feel everything.
I know. Oh, I know. I just got to get to be nicer with the dogs where I live because we have rules. If that was my only concern, he's not real nice to all the dogs. But
well,
I
make
think
him,
once
Sharon.
Knows, you already told me. I know you told me he'll be nicer.
Yeah.
Come on. What
yeah.
were you gonna say,
Sharon? I gotta chime in.
Good. Go, Jen.
I have to chime in, Lynn.
Yeah. Go.
Well. Okay, this dog, Jackson, is so similar to Gypsy because Gypsy was abused before we got her, and the owners actually came over and brought her to us, and they actually confessed on what they did. And
oh, my
it was
God.
Rough.
I would start going, I don't want to know.
Her.
I would cry.
Yeah,
oh,
you don't
yeah.
need to know. And they cried, and I don't know how they told us, but... You know, I think I asked. I had to know, and it wasn't good. So anyway, Gypsy had a terrible, terrible personality in the beginning, not with my mom and I, because I was with my mom then. She was completely loving towards my mom and I, completely, because she knew that she was coming into a household that wanted her and was going to be loved. Right away, she came to me, and I hugged her. And she wouldn't, I didn't even let her go for like 15 minutes. She just knew. And she was so glad to get away from these people, but she could not deal with anyone who came to the house, any people or any other dogs or cats or anything. She would get ferociously vicious about it. And it was a problem. I mean, it was scary. It was real. I mean, she would go ballistic and she would tear up the house even. So it took a couple years for me to retrain her and get her to rethink things and to feel better. And she did. She completely got over it. She was able to go outside and play with all the kids. She was able to handle other dogs. She played with other dogs. And then she became completely best friends with our cat, Kiki. They were partners for years.
That's enlightening. I believe you. That is enlightening.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know they can change.
Yeah.
I know they can change.
Oh, they can. They just need that. They need that trust and love. And the whole time you were talking with Sue and Lynn, I was just getting over and over, this is your dog, this is your dog, this is your dog. I mean, that's what I was hearing over and over, this is your dog. And also then all of a sudden I saw this very, very bright, bright fuchsia pink flowers, lots of them. I don't know if you have any around or if somebody from the other side is sending.
Or plant. Okay, go on, sorry. Yeah, go on.
That's okay. Maybe someone was sending them to you, but there was a lot of them, and they were very, very bright, beautiful, just around you, around where you lived, it felt like, or in the area, or someone was sending them to you. And then I also saw a big, huge heart on your house, and that came from your dog. That came from Jackson. Jackson was sitting there, and the heart was on the house. Like, this is where he wants to be. And so anyway, just giving you the images that I was getting.
Thank you so much, you guys. I needed this tonight because I'm filled with guilt. Not guilt. I was just torn. You're right. I just got to get him to get along with the dog. That's the biggest thing. But thank you. You guys are right. All three of you are
right. Calm him down first. Yeah, give him the sense of calm and belonging. Once his trust is restored, you know, it's miracle time, you know, and you can do it, Sharon. You and Jackson
thank
together.
Thank you so much, you guys.
You're so welcome.
Listen,
and
thank
please,
you.
Please let us know how it goes. Would you call us back?
Of course I will. Listen,
yeah, we
guys,
try to be
thank
on.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Love and light, Sharon, and
you
love
get,
to Jackson.
You get your
too.
Next call. Thank you.
Beauty. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, what a lovely soul. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So our next, So is this Ellen, 917, Ellen?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Ellen.
I just want to say I foster cats, and I was listening to the previous call with so much interest.
Oh.
It is.
Oh, we lost Ellen.
Oh, Ellen, you dropped. Listen, call us back, Ellen, if you can, and we'll pick
please.
You up again. We've had a little tech thing going on there. So I guess we'll keep going. But, Ellen, try to call us back, would you, hon? And here we go. So I guess we're at 6-1.
It looks like she's back.
Oh, okay, hang on. Sorry, 614. Just hold on tight there. Which one is it, Sue? I'm all confused.
Ellen, is that you?
Yes, it is. My call was dropped. I hope that wasn't a sign that I'm not supposed to talk to you guys.
Oh, no. Blog Talk's just drunk as all.
The gremlins of Blog Talk, honey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I just want to be the first to say that I don't foster animals, but cats instead of dogs. And I understand that situation of wondering what is the best thing to do for this animal. Anyway, I've gone through that, and I understand it completely. I've ended up with two of the cats that I fostered, and they all, I guess they call them cats, but they're with me forever, and I hope they're happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can feel that, though, yourself. I think you know that you've made a couple of lives so much better just by loving them and giving them a place. And that's beautiful. Well,
yeah, it took them a while to adjust as it did for me. It sounds as though the dog that she's fostering knew right away that's where he belonged.
Yes.
One of the cats, I don't think he felt like he belonged anywhere. And
yeah.
Now he's with me a couple of years, and he has changed tremendously. So I don't know what to make of it, but sometimes they don't even know what they want to do, and they have to learn how to love and be in a home.
Absolutely.
That's so
absolutely.
True, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the love comes, like, you know, you put the love in and it comes back, and patience is a huge part of that, you know, trying to have the compassion to stand in the other's being and see it through their eyes. And compassion helps a lot and helps us to have that patience. But
yes.
Absolutely. So, Ellen, can we help you with a question? Is there anything you wouldn't want to ask tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a full year since we've been in lockdown. Things are starting to open up. But I guess I'd like a general reading. It's like I have questions regarding everything in life, where things are going. So if you could just, whatever you pick up would be fine with me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a bit of a plant image here for you.
Hmm.
So which I'm just going to do a little tap-a-tap and I'll look it up for you. Yeah, it's kind of hard, like right off the cuff, we're sort of like, what's coming in? Symbolism. Okay, let's see what we got. So what came in for you is the plant called Pearly Everlasting. I don't know if you've ever seen it. They're very pretty. They use them in dried bouquets a lot. And it is the symbol of immortality. How does that grab you, Ellen?
Oh.
You're stuck here for a long while.
Oh, no.
Oh, just a minute. I'm just going to see if I can get a better link, because I think that would be kind of an awful thing if you couldn't go home again.
Well, I
excuse
just looked it up. It's a pretty flower, white flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little tight little bud-looking thing. They're very sweet. They look capers. Okay, you use Pearly Everlasting when you feel disconnected from spirit. So I feel it says that it connects you. It's a good connecting to the other side for you. And
okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you can go deeper into this. Yeah, it's so hard to get a great big meaning here for you, but just look it up, the spiritual meaning of Pearly Everlasting, because that's the plant that came through for you. It's helpful when your energy field feels congested and spiritual energies are unable to move freely. So it can help you feel less dense and a little bit lighter. Are you feeling a bit heavy lately, like energy, dense energy, and perhaps a little, you know, the feeling of your get up and go has got up and went a little bit?
Well, yeah, but it's. I don't think it's a lasting thing. I got the first dose of the vaccine, and it threw me for a loop. And so I didn't... a little bit not with it. Let me put it that way. And I've actually this year, I mean, we're in March already, but all this year I've been pretty diligently trying to meditate like 5 times a week or so. And it may not, sometimes it's only like 10 minutes and sometimes it's as long as 20 minutes. So this is not big, you know, huge. But there is an attempt to connect with spirit. So it's kind of disheartening to hear that. After all these months of trying, that I'm still disconnected from spirit.
Oh gosh, no! I'm reading more meanings too here. So I wouldn't just like focus on that one thing. The Pearly Everlasting also represents perseverance and passionate patience, okay, is the message. So I think, you know, you may, even if you're feeling a bit stuck, I think what this is saying is that you can, okay, so open to spiritual guidance along during transitions that have the potential to activate deep emotions. So, yeah, there's it does connect to spirit, and it doesn't mean that you're not either. I know this is a weird question, but when you are stressed or whatever, does it calm you to do things like alphabetize your spices and organize things and put them in rows and whatnot?
Not really, no. At least not that. No, I don't think so, no. And in fact, if I'm stressed, I often become unable to focus and not do things like that.
Wow, welcome to the club. I know the feeling very well. Yeah, that's when you seek the balance again. We're talking about balance tonight, and that's when you're, you know, trying to. So, yeah, no, I feel like you're not doing a bad thing. But when you mentioned, you know, that you're trying to meditate 5 times a week, what I get the feeling is that you could loosen that up just a little. And when they talk about passionate patience, which is another message of the pearly everlasting, there's a patience involved in meditation, because often we sort of go, I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to meditate right now, and I'm going to do it right. And that you put such a pressure on yourself that you're like, what happens is the monkey mind will take over, right? And I've had it myself when I'm like, okay, I'm going to meditate, darn it. And then you find itches in places of your body that you never knew you had. Your mind goes all over the place. But meditation that can happen from mind, like when you're mindful, when you're doing something you love and time stops, that's kind of what you're supposed to get from meditation. Anyway, it's hard to explain, but the thing is, I wouldn't be too methodical about it. What I would do is reconnect with the things that make you feel wonderful. So whatever that may be it cooking, a craft, walking in the woods, anything that like really blows your hair back, get into those, then do your meditation while you're engaged in those things. Like nature is a great place to meditate, because you can just throw all that lost energy into a tree and it'll fix you, you know, and you'll neutralize. But anyway, Sue or Jen, if anybody has anything to add here, go right ahead.
Okay, Sue, I'm just going to chime in. I'm just going to chime in. I wasn't going to do any of this. I can't believe this, but it's just, I don't know. I'm just going to do it anyway. And
you're picking up the energy.
I guess so. What was I saying? Ellen? So
yes.
I can't help it. All I can see for you, I'm getting a bluebird for Lynn. There's this bluebird all around you, Lynn. It just won't stop being around you. And then all of a sudden, Ellen, you've got a monkey. And then when Lynn said monkey mind, that just cracked me up, because I just see this monkey around you. This little baby one. And I don't have my books on what it means, but the feeling that I get from the monkey is very loving, very playful, very light energy, playful and really into its family and like its mother and its brothers and sisters. And just that's the feeling I'm getting from this monkey. And you would stop talking, and then all of a sudden Lynn would talk, and the bluebird would come back again, and then the monkey would come back. And that happened a few times. So I know this monkey's around you, so it's really predominant.
I've just looked it up, Jen, since I know you don't have your book. But one thing I think that resonates for Ellen is the monkey recognizes that playfulness and entertainment are useful for the soul. So maybe that's what we're talking about. Yeah, if you can play a little more, you find you might find your meditation easier. Because meditation in itself shouldn't be like a big chore. It should be something you go, oh, I'm going to go and meditate and it's going to make me feel better. So if it's sort of seeming like a thing you must do, lighten up a little with it. And yeah, people with the monkey have a penchant for practical jokes and good-hearted trickery, you know. So this is, I don't know if this describes you, but I love the monkey coming in. And
yeah,
it's a lovely energetic animal. But remember to play more. And it also talks about your ability to solve problems. So monkey reminds you to make sure you are aware of all the options and ramifications of those options. So, yeah, but that's beautiful. I love that bluebird. It's so wonderful. But
Sue, oh, thank you. I was born in the year of the monkey.
Oh, get out of town. What's that? Hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Born. Yeah, you're still picking it up on the ball, Jen. Your instincts are still really good.
Oh, that makes me feel good. It's been quite a long time.
Oh, you
but
know
I'm,
what?
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, my goodness. Sue has dropped. That's why. There she is. Nope, there she is.
Okay.
She came back. There you are, Sue.
Yeah, I had to call back in. I did drop.
We've got gremlins tonight. That's okay.
Oh, dear.
Not a worry. We've had them before. Did you stay? Did you have anything to add to Ellen, Sue, or were you sort of not able to hear?
I wasn't able to hear everything because it kept going in and out, and then I dropped. But I did hear a little bit about the meditation, and I just wanted to kind of add to what Lynn was saying about that. Whenever you meditate, be it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, an hour, it does not matter how long it is. Every time you meditate, that is success. If your mind just goes for a minute, that is success. It is one step in the right direction. So never look at what time you meditate or the amount of time you meditate to look if it's a success or a failure. It's all a success. If you're sitting watching TV and your mind wanders, that's a success.
Yeah, I love that.
That is awesome.
Continue to work at it just gradually and don't force it. Just let it come.
Okay.
When I first started meditating, I used to try to force it and my mind was in jumbles constantly. And I learned from Sylvia Brown, my mentor, when our mind is in a jumble, when we are meditating, it is meant to be that way. If you've got 50 things coming in at once, acknowledge each and every one of them, even if it's only for a couple of seconds, because that's what you are supposed to be concentrating on.
Okay.
That will help clear your mind when you learn to concentrate. Like I said, even if it's just a second or two, that helps free up the space for everything else to come in. So don't be so hard on yourself. Relax more. Just take a deep breath and take it all in naturally. That's the only way it's going to work is if you allow it to happen naturally. And have you been thinking about talking about planning a trip? Go for it.
Okay. Because I realize it may be safe for me to travel now because it looks as though I will have my second shot done by May 1st, and by the end of May, I should feel pretty safe about traveling anywhere.
Yeah, you have to use caution. Yeah, have to use caution, but absolutely, go for it.
Yeah.
It's what you need to relax.
Wonderful. Thank you. Ladies,
You're welcome. Thank you
so much for the reading. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Ellen. That's lovely. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Good night.
All righty. Good night. Love and light to you. Wow. Nice. Now, we can get back to poor old 614 who almost made it, who is now on the air. Hi, 614. Sorry about that before. Can we get your first name, please?
My name is Jessica, and I've been on the show before, and I love, you know, connecting with you ladies. Beautiful. I'm actually going through...
What, Jessica, just one moment. Are you on a cell phone, Jessica?
Yes, I am.
If you can try and maybe move around a bit and get a better signal, because you sound very, very far away.
Okay. Is it better now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Way better.
Much better.
Thank you. All right. Go for it.
I'm just going through a big change in my life at the moment. It's just, I felt that our contract, you know, the marriage contract finished. So we've been together for 10 years, marriage for 9 years, and I just take off. I just felt like there's something more and I need to find myself. And so it's been a month that I moved out, and it felt amazing. I felt like so free, never felt so free in my life. And I was in cloud nine, everything. And then... few days ago, I was like, you know, crashed out to earth. Never a second that I regret my decision, but it's just like, you know, what I'm here, what am I here on earth? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And all the questioning, like big question of, you know, life purpose and stuff. But it's funny because I knew like what I meant to do and what I'm here to do, and then it just, yeah, and so I'm back again. I'm fine now. It's just that I just want some more guidance from the spirit, if they have any insights for me. And also I've seen a lot of dragonfly lately, like everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I go, I've seen dragonfly.
Beautiful.
So yeah, let's see if you guys have anything for me. But I'm really grateful for life and everything at this moment. Thank you.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't fight that feeling when it comes, Jessica. It's like an existential question. What am I here? Why am I here? It feels to me like there's almost like a portal opening for you. And a new energy comes in. It's not instead of what you're doing. Boom, I hear motorcycles. It's not instead of where you're at. It's something that is added to your life. It's almost like a new skill or a new ability that your soul is asking you to develop. Do you do this sort of work that we're doing? Like, do you read for people?
Yeah, so I just started my spiritual healing practice, and it's starting slowly. But I can sense people feeling and emotions, and I do body work, and I work with the flowers as well. So when I hear you all picked up, the flowers. That come through for the Ellen, and I was like, oh, that's beautiful. And yes, I do.
Okay.
Start working.
I get
in this healing.
That's what it is. There, it's like a cry. It's like a call for your soul. It feels almost like, you know, how a lighthouse shines the light so the boats can see. It just feels like your soul is calling for expansion. Like it's like. There's more stuff you've got to do. And that sort of questioning is usually precedes either some great learning or some great epiphanies, or I think you're going to find that you're going to be seeking answers. They're going to be coming. But don't resist any of that, because even if it feels like you're like, you know, on a mountain going, why, go with it. Go with that flow, and you'll find that your answers, your questions will appear, but so will the answers. So I'll turn you over to Sue and or Jan and see if anybody's getting anything coming in on that. But I'd say don't resist it, because what resists persists, and I think you're looking at a more of a joyful thing than something that's existentially painful. So there you go. That's my two pennies.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Linda. That really resonates. Yeah.
You're so welcome, love. That's good.
Hi, Jessica. This is Sue.
Oh, hi, Sue.
Hi, sweetie. Right now is the time that you are to concentrate on you and what makes you happy. It's a complete new beginning, a fresh start. And I agree with Lynn, when you start questioning yourself, it's because something new is going to be coming in. It's a learning experience. So instead of asking, why am I here, ask what am I supposed to be learning that's new? When you do your healing work, you do your psychic work, do you use some type of tools? Do you have something in your hands when you're doing the work?
Yes.
Okay. So I was picking that up. I could see something in your hands, like tuning forks or divining rods or something. I could see your hands working with something as you were doing your work.
Oh, yes, I do use my hands, and I know that I have healing hands, and I've been given this like a dream insight in my dream 4 years ago, even before I start meditating and everything, that I saw that my hands lit up with blue flame. And I felt really powerful. It was so vivid. And I woke up in the middle of my dream, and I looked at my hands, and I'm like, it was just a dream. But it was so vivid, and I felt like so powerful. And when I looked into the meanings of it, people say that, that's the healing flame. So I start playing around with my hands. But, only now, 4 years later, I start, like, I actually use it for service.
Okay. So I see you using some kind of I just heard wand. So I that's what just came through, wand. Wands are very big. A wand, you know how you see magicians with magic wands?
A wand. Wow.
Yeah. But we can use wands out of anything in nature. It's like the black walnut is a very powerful healing tree, and a branch off of a black walnut tree could be used as a healing wand. The lilac bush has a lot of healing properties, and you could get a wand off of a lilac bush to use in your work. Find something in nature that resonates with you, no matter what kind of a stick or whatever it is, that really talks to you and sends energy to you, and you need to start using that in your work. It's going to intensify your healing abilities. You're going to work as one. It's like the wand will become part of you, and you will become part of the wand.
Oh, wow. That's
the audience, you know. Okay. But, yeah, really concentrate on you. This is a time to make you happy and go for life.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I am. I just feel like, I got all the time for myself now. So, yeah, that's a beautiful message, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope it helps a little.
Yeah, of course, a lot. I do feel something new. It's like I've seen a lot of vivid dreams. It's like there's a hidden ability or skill that I have that I'm about to discover. I'm so looking forward to it.
Was it Jessica who was mentioning lots of dragonflies?
Yes.
Yes, that's me.
Okay. So, Jessica, the dragonfly is a symbol of change, transformation, and self-realization. It teaches us to love life, to rejoice, and have faith, even amidst difficulties. So the dragonfly has a lot to say to you specifically. Confirms that you're on the verge of a change, and I think it's a good one too.
Yay! Oh, that's good. Because I read somewhere say dragonfly is like to do with illusion. So every time I'm like, oh, am I in an illusion? You know. But no, it's to do with transformation and magic and beauty of life. Yeah.
Oh yeah, embrace that completely for sure. Did you want to add anything, Jan, or how are you doing this?
Yeah. Thanks. because I cracked myself up because I wasn't going to, but I think, God, the energy is so amazing with the two of you. The two of you are just masterful. And I think it's easy for me to see things.
Happened with the other show too, Jan, when we did Enter the Light with you.
Yeah.
I found my abilities were heightened by working with others.
Yeah.
And I know I get that with Sue and with Jessica too. So it's, you're just, we're contagious.
It is. It's so true. So I was singing for you, Jessica. I did the flowers came in again, the fuchsia flowers came in again when Sue was talking. And I absolutely love wands. I'm glad she told you that. And so, but then from there, I saw the owl and along with your dragonflies and stuff. But the owl was very much there the whole time. And owl has a lot to do with all that illusion and all that stuff. That can work really well with the dragonfly. That works really well.
Yes.
Because that's what owls look in, I'm trying to look it up right now. I've got my book now. That's what they do. They look in the illusionary parts of things.
Oh, wow.
So, it works. I don't know. And it was right there. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did saw a real owl like out of nowhere 4 years ago.
You
did? Like before I start this journey. Yeah. So I looked up it's like wisdom, so maybe I asked the owl to give me more wisdom and look into what is illusional and what is real. And
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Beautiful. And what flower do you say? Fuchsia flower?
It was a few. I don't know what kind of flowers these are. It's like a whole bunch of them all together, and so it's like just like one big main thing, And they're bright, bright, bright fuchsia flowers.
Oh,
and they're all together.
Color.
Oh, it is? Oh, good.
And the fuchsia flower symbolizes. Yeah, it symbolizes overflowing abundance. So that's pretty good. I'd say so.
Oh,
excellent.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much, ladies. You make my day. Very, very blissful day and amazing day today.
Well, lovely, Jessica. Well, when you feel up to it, you could come on and read for people as a guest if you'd like. Just let us know. Okay, just get in touch and
Secret
Empress. Yeah. Well, we're always encouraging people to develop their abilities. Ryan always said can't call them gifts, but everybody has the potential. So, let us know if you'd like to come on and do a session.
Oh wow! I will keep that in mind, and that was something. That's something I would do when I'm ready.
When you're ready.
I feel people emotion when I touch them. When I work on their body, I feel like, and I get insight and visions. I do distant ones. So maybe when I work more with a distant one, I can get on the show because, yeah, I can just tune into the energy.
Beautiful. That's one of the reasons we do this show, is to help others get where they're, you know, to help others along the way that are doing the same work.
Yeah.
So lovely to have you. Great, Jessica. Thank you so much for calling in. And I hope we'll talk to you again.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies.
Okay.
Thanks.
Love and light to you, my dear. Okay. And we're moving on. I think we get everybody in tonight. And 415, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? 415, are you with us? Huh. Oh, well. We'll put 415 on hold, and we'll move on to our next caller in line. And that is 203. Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe you're the Shelley we were picking up on. Welcome, Michelle. How can we help you tonight?
Oh, thank you. I have just moved cross country for a big life change, and I'm here, and I'm just, I'm, you know, completely cross country. I'm still in a hotel, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know what you thought about the move and if it's going to be great for me or if I'm, there's going to be something else in store.
I just wrote down, you are going to be the decider of that, Michelle.
Yeah.
It came in with very, I don't know if you've got somebody on the other side who would normally have very spiky writing. It's specifically, it looks like almost like a heart monitor thing. It's very spiky writing, and they wrote, you decide. Sue or Jan, are you picking up someone on the other side for Michelle? I'm getting like a male energy. I'm not getting a name though, but I am getting this male energy coming through. It was a very, almost like a military type of energy, sort of all the T's crossed and the I's dotted and you get doing and don't show up late. And who would that be? The energy I'm picking
up. Very, very formidable. Ritualistic.
But not mean or angry. Just, you know.
No.
You know. Yeah. It's just do it. Do it right. Do the right thing. I can't get the name, though. I'm not getting a name. But this is the spiky writing I'm getting. And
I'm getting an off name, like, it's not William, but it's something along the line of William.
They might have shortened it.
I don't know.
Yeah, like Willem I don't know. It's different.
I tell you, the energy from this spirit on the other side made me sit up straight suddenly. I was very aware of my posture slumping. Sit up straight. It was like maybe it may not be someone coming through for you, but it may be somebody. I mean, I just don't know. I know the writing is quite distinctive. It's very spiky. But anyway, the message came through. You are the decider of whether you're going to have a good time there or not.
Okay.
They're talking about keeping the blinds up. Not literally. Like, they're not supposed to, not so people can peek in your windows, but energetically. Make sure that you're not putting like a wall up between people. If there's a feeling of shyness on your part or it's hard to explain because you don't come through as like somebody who's not social, but do you kind of wait for the other person to make their move? And I don't mean romantically, but just socially. Like, are you less aggressive? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I can be quite a loner. I like people, and I'm very open and, you know, affable, and, you know, I like people, but I am kind of a loner too. So I don't go out seeking crowds for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's what they're talking about, is like keeping the blinds between you and the others open. And I like the idea of the blinds, because you can close yourself off if you need to. If you're an introvert, that makes sense, that you sometimes need to recover from being in a social situation. But I'm getting what's really striking here is that it feels like there's some kind of outside interest that is going to make you a whole bunch of, if not like really close friends, but certainly fun acquaintances. Like I feel like you get like five people all at once through some mutual interest that you go for. So I don't know if you have hobbies or things like, so garden club, book club, something like that. It feels like you get like an instant crowd coming in that have the potential to be friends. So it might be based on hobbies, interests, maybe setting up a new business or whatever it is that draws the people to you. You're like, oh, look, five friends. Cool. You know? Anyway, I'll leave. I'll let Sue and Jan have a look at this and see what they think. And, yeah.
Hi, Michelle. This is Sue. Oh, I'm sorry, Lynn. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say that Michelle's our last caller, so we should be able to get this all. Don't mind me. I'm babbling. My brain's falling out. Go ahead.
I know what that's like.
Yeah, we all do, honey. We all do.
Yeah.
I completely agree with Lynn. I was seeing small groups of gatherings that you'll get involved with. And it's going to be like a new beginning, new interests, new friendships. And I'm also hearing about when you find a place to move into, small, cozy, comfortable.
Nice.
So find something that is going to really comfort your soul when you get ready to move.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, not a big elaborate mansion. It's going to be more like a little cottage type thing, you know, not necessarily.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Some of these places I've seen are grand, and it's like, wow, that's a shiny penny, you know, but it's like, I really don't want that.
No,
I
it's
really
not
actually
you.
Don't want that.
No.
Yeah.
What coast are you living on now? Are you?
What? Couch?
Did you go?
Coast.
Did you go to the East Coast?
Yeah. I went to the East Coast, yeah.
Okay.
To
are you near water?
No.
Can you be near water?
Can I? Well, yeah, there are lakes around, yeah.
Yeah, 'cause I'm seeing, yeah, like a small body, not like an ocean,
I mean,
but
okay.
Maybe you might want to be
around.
Yeah, try looking in those areas, because I'm seeing like a beachfront cabin, but not an ocean cabin. It's, you know, and that's just symbolic. But I think do you feel more comfortable being out in nature near the water by yourself?
I like being near water for sure, whether
okay.
it's a lake or the beach.
Even a stream. Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's one reason why I like this area, because there's so much nature, and there's water, there's lakes all around. So now you don't have the beach necessarily. You have to take a drive to get to the beach, but
yeah.
that's all right. But the lakes, a lot of lakes.
Yes, a house that my brother lived in, there was like a big pond. And I see something like that, you know, something not where a lot go, but you could go to restore yourself.
Yeah.
Is this a new job and everything?
No, I convinced them at work to let me work remotely for at least a period of time. And they agreed. So I did it. I got out here. It was very difficult to make this move. Very, very difficult. You almost had to wonder if the universe was telling you not to. It was so difficult. I've moved a lot in my life and cross country, but this was so difficult. But now that I'm, most of the ordeal is over, and I just have to recover at this point because it was very traumatic.
It's a big move, and it was difficult for you because there's going to be a lot of changes, a lot of firsts that are going to be positive.
The difficult part was everything was going to cost me thousands and thousands of dollars. You break your lease in one place, $4,000. You're ready to move. I was literally going to move, get on a plane that night, and the movers came, and they doubled the price on me. They doubled it. So I fired that mover, hired another mover, and he tried to do the same thing. This is like a new shtick they have going. You know, they try to get you.
Right.
And, wow, I mean, it was unbelievably expensive, but it was also, the shysters were all around me, and everybody's trying to take my big money. Like, it was unconscionable how they would want to rip me off like that. Mm. But I managed to get through it.
Yeah.
So, but I am working remotely, which is, you know, it's difficult.
Have you been thinking about a change in career? An advancement
of
something.
My job, not my career. But,
okay, an advancement,
I have been, but I wanted to get this move done first, and I wanted to buy a house. So that was my big motivation. Once I do that, I'm free to do whatever I want to do.
Right. Yeah, it's all going to work out for you. It will be challenging, but you have so many firsts and new beginnings that are going to be coming out.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Very cool.
I'm hoping to date. I'm hoping to find somebody nice to date.
Oh, you will. You will.
Yeah. I'm just getting a little bit of extra here for you, Michelle. And it's about the power to, what we said earlier on about you are the one who decides on the outcome. So for example, getting entangled with these stupid movers that were being so unscrupulous, instead of going, that's a bad experience, you go, what is being taught to me here? Change it to a lesson, because you know, these guys, you know, everybody seems to be dealing with this kind of thing lately. But instead of seeing it as a bad thing, look at it more as a lesson. And I've often found that there's an old saying, you know, whom the gods love, they drive crazy. And it really does seem to be, the ones who are able to appreciate and receive and grow from the lessons tend to be the ones who get kicked in the wazoo a lot. So it's almost like take it as a compliment and welcome to the club, because I think it's helping you to become more more open as in your psychic world. You know, you will not get fooled again by these guys, right? So everything that you come up against and that you prevail with is just making you a little bit stronger, a little bit more of a spiritual warrior. And all of these things add to when you finally meet this person that you, yeah, and you're right, Sue's right, you will meet someone. You'll have something to put on the other side of the table. You will be meeting your match, so to speak. And I'm getting a really strong feeling it happens over a mutual interest. So I would go figure out what it is that really, really flips your tiles in life. Like what makes you go, wow, or wonderful, or give me more of that. And that's when you want to seek out other people. Because I just feel I get the message, meeting of minds. So I think you're going to be going from where am I heading to, oh my God, I can't wait for this Tuesday night meeting or whatever, you know, and even if it starts out having to be virtual because of the pandemic and whatnot, I feel like you grow these friendships like flowers in a garden. So don't worry, but you have the choice to decide how every experience affects you. And if you can think about responding rather than reacting, it's going to add so much rocket fuel to your journey, right? It's going to make you go boom. So,
yeah.
And you've got the power. You've got the power. Like, I think you've only tapped about a third of what you're capable of. So expand that and expand your instinct, and you're going to feel it in these people, and especially in the one, that special one that you finally meet. You're going to feel it throughout your whole chakra system. It's like a cosmic wow, you know. So sharpen those instincts and sharpen your psychic and your empathic abilities, and I just don't think there's any stopping you.
I agree.
Very good. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got it. Oh, did we? I think we've lost Michelle.
Can I chime? Oh, I wanted to tell her a couple things. Oh.
Well, she might still be listening, so just go for it. And
okay.
Hopefully she's still listening.
No, it's not too much. It's not that much. It was a lot of what Sue said, too. It immediately, when she was talking, I saw a car. And then I saw a house, and then I saw like sand, like beach sand, and not necessarily like the beach, like, well, it was some kind of beach sand. And then I saw the water. So that just, you know, coincided there. And it felt like to me, I really felt like she was going to buy a house. It seemed like she was going to be near the water. Buy a house near the water. So I don't know. That's where this house was. So that's what I saw.
Wonderful.
And then I saw, and then, so then when, then I saw a panda bear, just right there. And then the panda bear is more about, it just says right here real quickly, your thinking may be too polarized into black and white and right and wrong. So you just need to broaden your perspective a little bit. And you can do anything you want once you set your mind to it, and take yourself somewhere where you can view the world below and meditate from this vantage point. And rather than juggling a whole bunch of projects, take one at a time and do it that way. And then it says you're a solitary individual, but you can create a very good partnership. So that was interesting because she's alone right now and she's looking for a partner. And so I felt like the panda went along with her pretty well. And then the house and the beach and the car and et cetera, et cetera. And then when Lynn was talking, I saw this rainbow, and it coincided with what Lynn was saying too, that she's going to be able to do this and handle this. And it's going to turn out positively. She's going to feel it beautifully with those beautiful colors.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
Absolutely.
Well, we do have one more caller. Do you guys just take that? I think
yeah.
we should. Okay.
Sure.
Hi, 401. You're on the
Definitely.
Air. Could we get your name, please? Are you with us? Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you've got a bad mic or something, but we're not hearing you, 401. I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, unfortunately, we're not getting 401 coming through. I apologize for that. Might be more of our gremlins tonight. But Jan, I was going to play, I don't know if you remember that lion clip.
Yes.
The lion bar. I just thought you were talking about how when we all work together, we sort of have a synergy and we all kind of pick up
yeah.
energy from each other. And I just wanted to
Definitely.
Play this. Oh, now there's 401 back again. We'll try again.
Okay.
401, are you with us? Oh, hi.
I'm with you. I'm sorry.
Good.
I kept pushing the mute button. I didn't realize I was muted and it wouldn't unmute. So I don't know what that was, but
I wouldn't worry. It's happened to all of us and it's not a problem.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
could we get your name, please?
My name is Carrie.
Carrie. Hi, Carrie. Welcome. How can we
Hi.
Help you tonight?
Thanks for taking my call.
No
I've problem. Been enjoying your show, sort of listening in, and I feel spirit led me here tonight.
Oh,
I've spoken with you in the past. I'm not sure how long ago, but I recently, you know, had some new changes, new beginnings in my life, and parted ways with a relationship that wasn't serving me very well. We weren't married, but we had some property that held us together. That was actually
mm-hmm.
part of my family. You know, so there's just sort of a clean slate ahead of me, in front of me, and you know, I'm seeing things with different eyes now. So I'm open to any messages you may have, you know, regarding what best serves my spiritual path currently, anything that you might pick up on. I'm learning discernment very well. Just sort of, you know, some people pop up out of nowhere, and after what I've learned over the past few years, I don't want to be too guarded, but I also am more knowledgeable in who to trust and who not to.
That's fabulous. That's really good. I just wrote down chrysalis, the metamorphosis that a butterfly goes through. And yeah, it just feels like you're coming out. I'm just seeing the butterfly, the wings unfolding and drying in the air. And it's you've really pulled yourself up out of a dark place. And you should, I think what the line from the Desiderata is coming in, and it says, enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. And I think it's true for you. You need to really give yourself a pat on the back for what you've brought yourself through, because you've listened to your instincts and you've done some very hard decisions and I think they're just going, like, giving you a spiritual high five. And remember to give yourself credit for being very cool spiritual warrior type, you know. We seem to have had a lot of these on tonight, people that are, you know, just, like, it's just very cool, and I really applaud you. However, the chrysalis, the chrysalis, I feel like almost the wings are symbolic for you. Like, I think you can start flying now.
It's funny you say that. I used to be a flight attendant.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and my grandfather, he passed when I was very, very young, but he was the person who actually bought the property to begin with, like 50 years ago, and he was a pilot, so that really does mean a lot.
Oh, nice.
He's
not the one I was picking up before, the spiky writing guy. Was he a bit of a sort of by-the-book sort of – is he the military energy we were picking up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. He was a World War II Air Force pilot. So.
Okay. Like, not a nice person, but a very, all the ducks in a row. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
And
okay, maybe
dad too, kind of. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that could be. Yeah. Well, there you go. that's probably, he's probably working with you. Like you're probably, he's probably a guide for you. Right? Because that energy was
there's
very strong. And as I say, I sat,
yeah,
I was like, I had to sit up straight. I'm like, I was looking around, like I felt like I was going to get caught slouching, right? You know? And it wasn't creepy or anything. It was just like, sit up straight, you know? I can't
soldier.
Think of the, soldier on, all the ducks in a row and you know, it almost like, you know, everything's got its place and organized and, oh, it's a great feeling. I'm not like that, but it's, I am sitting up straight again.
Well, you know,
what was
his
first name,
Siri? My grandfather and my father, they're both in spirit.
Your grandfather.
Yeah.
George, but he went by Ken.
Okay.
And my uncle, he's still alive, but, you know, there was some stuff that kind of went on, so not to get too involved, but before I owned it with my former significant other, my uncle, Kent, he has the same name. He's the junior. He's military as well. So he's still here, and I actually just reconnected with him, after. Right, yeah. So there's still some loose ends with my former significant other that, you know, he was a very abusive man, and he's a firefighter. But I'm happy to be out of that and just to have the family support a lot. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, it's good. It's interesting how that, they get you. But,
they're watching over. They're happy. It was a hard decision to make. No, it was just really difficult.
Yeah. Well, carry on, Sue. That was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was the same name that I was picking up before.
Mm-hmm.
Which was? Okay.
Like William, but not William. It was like Willem or something
Liam.
Along that. Possibly.
Liam, that's another name that's, it's a former person I was with before this last relationship, and it was sort of a regretful, you know, it was a very short-term thing, but, and I have regrets for that. He's still here. We don't speak, but he was very supportive of me. I made a bad decision, basically. I chose, you know, I ran from the good love and went for the bad love, if that makes sense. And I realized
never, ever have regrets for your decisions, honey. Okay. It's all life lessons. You wouldn't be who you were.
I literally was just saying that. I was just saying that to myself out loud.
Yeah.
You would not be who you are today and where you are today if you had made other decisions.
Right. No, I understand that.
So,
I just hope that forgiveness there too, because I do realize, you know, we can all grow and change. Some don't, but I have. No.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Right.
That's beautiful.
What
wow.
significance does a little does a dog have to play in your life? I keep seeing a dog around you.
Well, I had a beagle named Bailey who was with my father. He was my dog, but when I was flying, my dad took care of him, and he was with him when he passed. And I have another beagle now named Jack because Bailey passed shortly after my father did. I think it was more of a broken heart, but they look identical too, and you know, I mean, Bailey was 10 when he passed in 2016. He passed in 2016, and I got Jack. They rescued him 2 months later, and they look like brothers. So,
not a coincidence at all.
Nope.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate the validation. It's nice to know.
You sure have a lot of spirit guidance around you. And I'm not really sure, Carrie, why, but I'm feeling like you need to look at – do you ever hear of – you know who Anita Morjani is?
No.
Okay. It's Anita, and it's M-O-O-R. J-A-N-I. And if you can go on to YouTube and find her video, Dying to Be Me, I'm not sure why, but I feel like you had, like on Earth, in this Earth plane, what you just went through was sort of like a near-death experience for your soul.
Right.
Okay. And if you had stayed with the status quo, I feel like you would have, your light would have gone slowly out, and it was going
right.
out. I'm not sure why. I just find this is something that they're telling me to advise you to watch. Anita Murjani, she's done a whole lot of other stuff, and she's just written a book called Sensitive is the New Strong. She's a wonderful lady, and she describes life on the other side, or the feeling of what it's like to transition. And it's almost like you'll understand your dad and your dogs and your granddad and all the ones that are there in spirit. I think it's going to like keep you even closer and to keep working on those relationships, because you are totally surrounded by help, which is, we all are, but I can feel your entourage, as it were. They're just fabulous.
Right.
And they make me sit up straight.
Yeah, there's been a lot. Yeah. Quite a few in spirit. Sometimes I feel, you know, because not everybody understands, and I'm not dwelling on it. I'm through my grief, but I have a deeper connection with each individual that has crossed over in the past. I've lost like about five people consecutively over the past 5 years. I just feel more, I just understand them where I might not have understood them here on Earth, you know.
Oh, man, and keep working on that.
Definitely.
That's so cool. Your abilities are very, just so your pure potential. Keep building those relationships and, keep working on that. You're good.
Yes.
Thanks. And I'll definitely look into that. I will watch that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Carrie, I'm so glad you finally got through. That's wonderful. And call us back. Let us know how it goes. I just feel like you've got nowhere to go but up. And take flight. Time to take flight.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Can I just have
Jan, yes.
I have a little.
Yeah.
Just
absolutely.
For a second. Not too much. Hi.
Hi.
Gosh darn it, where is it? I just wrote it all down. Well, I'm so
it's gremlins.
I guess so, Carrie. So, here it is. The first thing I see is this dancer. I don't know if you dance or if anybody near you dances, but I see a dancer immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just was listening to them, and they're so clear about things. And then all of a sudden I saw this little orange kitty cat come through. And then I saw several animals, like a bear and a tiger. You have a lot of animals right now. There's more, too, you know. But the ones that I saw was a little orange kitty cat, a bear, and a tiger. So I'm just looking up the cat. I'll just share that one. And it just says, it just says right here, darn it, do something totally out of character, which could be harmless, just something very harmless, you know, and honor your sensuality by dancing. There's the dance again. No wonder I saw the dancer. There's something to do with dance with you. I don't know if you've ever done it, or maybe you should get into it, or try some really easy, graceful movements for your body. That's what they're saying in this.
And then
listen to intuitive guidance, and you're able to. What the cat does is, a cat is naturally graceful, and they always land back on their feet. They always do. So that's a That's
I'm
one of the main things.
That means a lot, too. My birthday is in August, so.
I missed that. What did you say?
I said I'm also a Leo. My birthday is August 6th, so that means a lot.
Cool. Okay, good.
I think just the dancing part, not really me, but I definitely need to become more in tune with my feminine. So I've had to be really strong.
Okay.
So that makes a lot of sense to me, and I love music, so.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so
much. Sounds good. Yeah, the music.
Yeah. you can dance privately until you've, you know, you don't have to perform your dance, but just even Tai Chi or yoga movements like that can be danced too. Yeah. But wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank
beautiful.
You all so much.
Oh, Carrie, very, very lovely to talk to you, and call us back sometime. And thank you for all your lovely spirit visitors that came with you. That's amazing.
Thank you for connecting with me, everybody. Thank you.
Love and light, hon. Okay, well, can we, you guys got the jam? We got one more caller, and I don't want to leave them dangling. So.
Okay. Sure, why not?
Why not? Okay, 218, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
It's Samora.
Amora?
Samora.
Oh, Samora. Oh, sorry. Pretty. How can we help you tonight, Samora?
I just have been feeling lots of anxiety after, like, being told that me and my boyfriend weren't going to be together. And I'm like, it was just stressing me out a lot, and it still does stress me out. And I know that I can change anything. It's just the energy that was current then, but I know that anything can change, but it still just stresses me out.
Samora, was there a cross-country drive involved here?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it didn't, did it pan out? Did it not pan out? It was a plan made and not...
It didn't plan out. Mm-hmm. It didn't go as expected, but we found something cooler to do.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting the Lao Tzu poem playing in my head. Anxiety is from living in the future. Depression comes from living in the past, and peace comes from living in the present moment. It feels a lot like, I'm getting this feeling like an elastic. So you're in your present moment, but you're being pulled like doing into the future and doing into the past.
Mm-hmm.
And you're losing your present moments by not being present.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I mean, we all go there. We really do. There's herbal things you can do to help take the edge off your... one thing I find really effective is I keep several lemon balm plants in my window. They grow like crazy, like they're not hard to maintain. Or you can get the tincture, or you can get it in capsules. But lemon balm... I know I'm going to run around to Jan and Sue because I know they know herbal things too that will help. But lemon balm is one of my go-tos for that. But the thing is, I think mind work is where you need to focus as well. And believe me, it can be done. I know what you're suffering when you go through the anxiety. It's a dreadful feeling. And the first thing that I do is I practice the square breathing. And it's a practice that the Navy SEALs use when they're in dire situations and they can't afford to panic. And you can look it up online. And you can do it any variation of counted breathing that works for you. For me, I go four in, hold for four, let out for four, and then inhale for four. But you can do it on a count of eight, six, whatever works for you personally. But I find a minute of that will bring me right back to zero, and I'm calm again, because you've got to address the body panic that comes with the anxiety first.
Yeah.
Sue and Jan, I'm sure you guys have some wise words for that kind of thing.
Hey, Samora, this is Sue.
Hi,
honey. What significance do rocks, stones, or crystals play in your life?
I have a few of them on my counter, but I haven't really worked with them.
Okay. It might be time that you start. Do Do you have selenite?
I believe so, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, selenite is a very neutralizing crystal.
Okay.
That neutralizes negative energy. It also restores positive energy and positive vibration, not only in your other stones and crystals, but in yourself. So if you have a small piece that you can carry on you, that would work wonderful. If it's a bigger piece, then you can just hold on to it occasionally when you start getting the anxiety or the depression or the what the hell type attitude. Go to your stone. Practice the deep breathing like Lynn was saying, but use your crystals and your stones while you're doing it.
Okay.
Do you have any essential oil?
I don't have any oil. I have, like, lavender spray.
Okay. Lavender is supposed to help with anxiety and depression and help relax you and calm you. I personally can't deal with lavender. I think it stinks. So find whatever scent resonates with you. I use a lot of frankincense and myrrh because that really resonates with me, and that's what I use in all of my cleansing rituals. Even if you use Palo Santo wood, the spirit wood, something that, a scent that is going to resonate with you to help calm you. And just remember all the positive things about yourself. This is time now to let go of any regret, anything like that. Pack your bags up from the depression and the anxiety and go on the trip to Happy Land. It's all about you. It's all about what's important to you. This is your life, your time. Don't look back. There's no reason to look back. That's behind you. Look forward. It's just like the old saying, there's a reason why our windshields are so big and our rearview mirror is so small. Look ahead. You have so much that is going to come into your life when you're ready to move forward.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was thinking about getting my chakras cleansed for energy work done. What do you think about that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, you can go on YouTube. And there's a lot of videos on there on how to cleanse your own chakras and realign your chakras. So you can try that to keep yourself in alignment. If you feel more confident going to somebody that does that to start with, that's a wonderful idea. And then work on doing it yourself.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And there's so many different cleansing techniques that you can use out there and restorative techniques. And just find something that resonates with you, anything. It doesn't matter. It can be something you make up yourself. Like when you're taking a shower, you can imagine the water, being whatever color resonates with you, stand under that shower and allow that color to flow through your whole body and wash out all the negativity, the pain, the anxiety, the questions. Rinse it all through your body and right out your feet and down the drain along with that color of water. So whatever speaks to your spirit, to your soul, whatever resonates with you is the right thing to do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Beautiful. Well, we're just...
Can I just chime right in? Do we have time?
Oh, yeah, we're... we're still on air. We're not recording anymore.
Okay.
The episode's ended, but
go ahead.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Okay. So, Samora, hi.
Hi.
Just saw right away, I saw the snow. I saw snow, a lot of snow. And I don't know if that
I
has
live
anything
in Minnesota.
Okay. There you go. And then the next thing I see is pink crystals. And I can't believe Sue was talking about crystals, but I can. So, and I'm seeing pink crystals, though, and pink energy and pink sparkles. And so I have pink crystals, and I like to use them when I do readings and stuff, but I also use them when I pray, just in general. I hold them, and I put them up to my heart because they're loving, you know, the pink energy. It's very loving, and it brings you into that heart space and that love space so that you can sort of let go of some of that anxiety. I have anxiety. Oh, God. I am somebody that has anxiety. So I'm really into pink crystals. It really helps get me into the heart space. And I also saw a cross for you. I don't know if you're into crosses or if you have anything to do with that, but I certainly saw it, and it was very much there. So I feel like the cross, or maybe the representation of the cross, or Jesus, is near you, around you, and angels are around you. So that's a nice thing. And then the animal that I saw was a wolf, and black and white wolf, maybe kind of a German Shepherd type dog, but I heard the name wolf. And it was definitely black and white. And okay.
We had a dog when I was younger. His name was Mayim Gun, which means wolf,
uh-huh.
And that was his name.
Oh.
And he was black and white, and he looked like a husky, but also wolf.
Oh yes,
he was part wolf.
Oh my goodness, that's it. Because this is what this dog or wolf look like, very kind of husky and black and white. But I kept hearing the word wolf, you know? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, but so that's your dog then. But I looked up the wolf, and it said in part of the description, it goes, it talks about if you feel lost with regard to a relationship, you might feel extreme one way or the other, and it's and feel a little bit alone right now. And that was kind of what Lynn was saying, going back and forth, you know, from one extreme to the next, and, because you have a strong sense of family. And so it's nice if you can get with your closest friends and family right now, too, if you're able to do that in some way, or call them on the phone, you know what I mean, and keep in touch with them, so that you have that backup around you while you're going through this hard time. And so anyway, that's mostly what I got for you.
Mm, wonderful.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Samora, I hope that helps. If you're wanting, we can't hear this part in recording if you want to hear it back, but you're still on the air. But I'm glad you called, and thank you. And I just want to say to 856, please call us back next week. We are out of time. Jan, if you want to quickly, do you want people to look you up? I think you're not able to take clients right now, I guess, right?
I'm not taking clients, but I'm still doing poetry. And if anyone's interested in any of that, any of my work, I'm on Jan Drake Bakke on Facebook, and my website is www.wefindourway.com.
Beautiful. And Sue, how can people find you?
I am Sue Fields Delamonte on Facebook, and you can also contact me through the Sacred Embers group.
Perfect. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website, which is sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. We will be back next week, I'm hoping, unless the work gets the better of us. But we do make an effort to get on every Friday. And Jan, anytime you want to join us, you're welcome like the flowers in May, as I think I said to you
Thank
before.
You.
But yeah,
Thank
please
you so
feel
much,
you're always welcome. Now, usually we go out with Louis Armstrong, but I'm going to play a little clip from a show, Jan. I don't know. I don't think Sue was on that show, but
no,
Jan and I were on. Yeah. But anyway, this is where the lion came in for us. So thanks, everyone. Love and light. Yeah. And here we go.
Before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn. Lynn, I heard it. I thought you were doing something with the...
No,
I don't
man,
know.
I thought that was you. Wow.
I
wow.
heard
oh,
that too.
Are you kidding
man.
Me?
I
are you
heard
kidding
a
me?
Lion roar.
Lynn,
yeah,
I did too.
Wow.
I thought you were doing something out, you know,
no,
I thought
wow.
you were like...
Oh, like I had enchiladas for dinner? No, no, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. Well, you know what? Anyway, you guys, that was a wonderful night. I love you very much. And yeah.
I love you too.
You have
I love
a beautiful...
both of you. That was so amazing. I can't believe I'm sort of blown away right now.
Well, that's synergy, right? When we all work together, and it
yeah.
works in any kind of thing, like just not just as a medium or a psychic, but, you know, playing a baseball game together or having a great meal.
Mm-hmm.
When you put that energy together,
yeah.
everybody gets more than the total of the components. So here's Louis to wish us good night. Thanks for everyone who called in, and thanks to this wonderful team. Love and light to you all.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blooms for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends.